In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dearly loved by God in Christ, especially you, our confirmands, Audrey and Bryn. Surely the text for my sermon last year and my comparison of Aubrey and Leah to Job's daughters is applicable to you. Maybe you'll recall that word of God, "Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters." That beauty, of course, particularly speaks to the inner beauty of the young Christian woman. But I wanted you to have your own sermon text and my words that you could think about in addition to the confirmation verses that I chose for you. The Apostle Paul writes those words in his first letter to the Christians in Thessalonica. "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." Those words is what it means to snort, "Aha!" among the trumpets. That's right. You heard me actually use the word snort. In the last part of the book in the Old Testament that bears his name, Job describes the wonders of God's creation. And among the wonders that he describes is a horse. He describes the horse as having a flowing mane, the ability to leap very high. The horse that has the snorting and pawing in readiness as his hoof stamps against the ground. The picture, of course, is of a war horse or a war steed. When a war horse hears the sound of the trumpet, that is God's calling him to be what God created him to be. He can't wait to fulfill the purpose for which God made him. And so he snorts. The word that's translated in English, "aha" or "ha-ha" in King James, means to whinny or to sniff or to snort at the air in readiness. My intention this morning is not to compare you girls to a horse. The point of comparison lies in your readiness with enthusiasm and strength to enter the fray of the fight of faith that you begin today as an adult Christian. In frenzied excitement, Job writes of the war steed, "He eats up the ground. He cannot stand still when the trumpet sounds." Today and every day in your life as a Christian, God's trumpet sounds so that you can say, "Aha!" among the trumpets. We might say that that horse's "aha" is really his "alleluia." And so this morning, we think of your "alleluia" as you begin now a different stage of your life in the church. The trumpet sound of God has been sounding in this world since the night that the Eternal Son became a human being in Bethlehem. And it sounded across the ages and across the days after that, up to the tearing of the curtain in the temple. when Jesus died on the cross to show that men now have free access to God through Christ. That trumpet sounds with the angels' voices. He is not here. He is risen, just as He said. Audrey and Bryn, breathe that air. Snort and sniff that Easter air that God has given to you, and He sounds in the trumpet of the gospel. Be what God created you to be in your holy baptism. Joyful, prayerful, and thankful. The trumpet sound of the gospel of Jesus Christ sounds each and every day in our lives as Christians. That is the air that we breathe that has been cleansed from the poisonous vapors of sin and guilt and damnation. It will continue to sound in the gospel until that day when our Lord Jesus returns to judge the living and the dead, and He opens all people's graves. Through your holy baptism, God created you to be joyful always. Paul isn't talking here about some easy, smiling optimism. He's not talking about some perverted theology of glory, that if you're a good Christian, you'll be successful and rich and everything will go easy in life. In fact, the trumpet of God calls you to a tough race, to a war, to a fight of your faith. There may be times when we don't feel like rejoicing. But Paul says, be joyful always. That's the joy that is in our hearts as we snort the air of forgiveness and eternal life in Christ, as Jesus, as God sounds that trumpet call of forgiveness. Each and every day, we hear the trumpet calls of God to repentance, of acknowledging daily to God that I have sinned and I deserve nothing but His wrath and punishment. But then we hear the melody of mercy. Your sins have all been forgiven by my Son, Jesus. Be joyful always in that love that God has had for you in Christ Jesus. Listen to that trumpet of forgiveness. Snort in that battle of faith, knowing that the victory is already won, that God has made us ready and sends us out into that battle to that sound of His triumph. You know, God didn't find objects of His love when He sent Jesus. He created objects of His love. And He created us as citizens of His kingdom, as Christian soldiers in His army, as people who fight and win, always triumphant. Be joyful always in that love that God has had for you in Christ, and share that love in your love with others, forgiving others as Christ has forgiven you. And this morning, as you make your vows and your promises, as you acknowledge your faith in Jesus Christ before men, do that with the trumpet call of Jesus' words in Matthew 10:32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him also before my Father in heaven. But snorting, sniffing among the trumpets is not just being joyful always, but it also is praying continually. Or as many of us learned in King James, pray without ceasing. Which means, of course, that we have an attitude of prayer. We have a readiness of prayer. Prayer is, other than God's Word, the very first thing that we use in our fight. And boy, do we need it. And you're going to need it. Because sounding out there as well is not only the trumpet of God, but Satan has a trumpet also. Jesus Christ has already totally defeated Satan and his power in your lives, in our lives as Christians. But he keeps blowing, even though it's only the trumpet call of retreat and defeat. But Satan is very tricky. He's very wily and deceptive, and he can make the trumpet calls of retreat and deceit sound very attractive to us. He can make them sound like things that we want to follow. And so we need to pray continually that God would protect us and keep us from being deceived, from having Satan lead us back into where we were, as Luther once said, curved in on ourselves before we came to know God. Curved in on ourselves as God's enemies. The trumpet call of Satan is so deceptive because it's the trumpet call of ease and pleasure. Sin? What's that? Don't worry about that. Enjoy yourself. Follow the ways of the world. The paper this morning, someone living in a sinful, impenitent lifestyle said, it's time to change morality. These are the kinds of trumpet calls of Satan that we are going to hear and do hear every day in our lives. But because of your knowledge, because of your faith, you can say, aha, among the trumpets of God, and continue to listen to the sounding of those trumpets rather than those of Satan, with the notes of materialism and advantage, distraction and procrastination, routine and monotony, compromise and doubt. Audrey and Bryn, pray continually. Don't let the sounds of Satan's tricky trumpet make that aha, that alleluia that you now rejoice in and say, stick in your throat so that you can't get it out. Instead, say, aha, among the trumpets of God's love in Christ. Pray continually against Satan with words that you learned and know and we studied. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Sniff, snort the Easter air, and charge ahead in the battle of your faith to these notes. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And finally, the Apostle Paul writes, continue to give thanks in all circumstances. There have been times, and there will be times in your lives, as there have been in ours, that we have rather acted like broken down and sway-backed plow horses rather than war steeds, choosing to bear the burdens of our own sins, choosing to bear the heavy weight of our own guilt because of our foolish rebellion against God, plodding along day after day because we have listened instead to Satan. And yet, what do we still hear? What is still sounding every day in our lives? The trumpet of God. You are forgiven. You are my child. I adopted you in holy baptism. Once again, the Holy Spirit assures us that we are God's children. And once again calls us back from being jaded nags to ready, enthusiastic, and strong steeds to charge ahead into the battle that we must wage every day of our lives, knowing that our victory is won in Christ. The Holy Spirit teaches us and enables us to give thanks in all circumstances. He frees us from being curved in on ourselves and going to God, and makes us go to God. He frees us from wanting to be served, but to serve. He frees us and delivers us from weak knees and sustains us in all afflictions. All of these different circumstances maybe have come to some degree or another in your young lives already and will continue to come and come in our lives as well. But there we hear that trumpet sound. There we give our aha among the trumpet of giving thanks always, no matter what the circumstances of our lives. And then we become a wall off of which echoes that love of God that we heard about in our second lesson. That love that God has had for us by sending Jesus Christ as our Savior, and that bounces off of us and echoes out into the world in which we live. That comforting and strong gospel of Christ. Audrey and Brid, snort the air of forgiveness and eternal life in Christ. Stamp the ground in readiness to fight and greet God's trumpets with your aha, your alleluia. The God of hope fill you with all joy in believing. Amen.